News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Seachtain na Gaeilge 2021 begins today. It is a celebration of the Irish language, but has the promotion of the language over the years failed? Joining me now to discuss this is Ard Rooney, Cunra na Gaeilge, Julian the Spawn. Julian, we are a centenary out from the War of Independence, and yet we still need to promote the Irish language. Has it failed?
Couldn't thought to your imagine, Ciara. Gramagat for the opportunity to talk to you at the start of Seachtain na Gaeilge. Very exciting. And it's a very Irish thing as well, isn't it? Seachtain na Gaeilge. It's not just 1 week, it's 17 days of Irish language we have ahead of us. So it's great to have a chat to you about it. I'd say that it hasn't failed, but what we could do a lot more. And if you only have to look, in the educational system that we teach Irish in our educational system, and every student learns Irish in the South. In the North, they don't. It's not part of the Irish language curriculum. And less than 10% of the people would say they have an understanding and a knowledge of the language. Whereas in the South, it's more around 40%. And we know that about 1.5 million consistently every year say that they have confidence in using Irish.
I have to say, I always wonder, are they lying though, Julian? And I'm not being smart, but my Irish is abysmal. And I say that not with any pride. I don't at all. But it seems to me we have chosen as a people English as our first language, and we pay lip service to having Irish as our first language.
I think it's more that I don't think there was any choice in the matter, Ciara. Even if you think about the Gaeltacht areas, for example, they can't get services through Irish from the state. So for the 100 years that you mentioned there earlier on, they have had to function through the medium of English when it comes to dealing with the state, dealing with anything that, you know, be it anything that really, I suppose, and that gives the status of the language to the children learning the language, using the language. They don't see the language as important as English, having English and using English. So I think it's very important to take that the state needs to do more, especially in Gaeltacht areas, provide more services and provide the opportunities for people to use the language.
Are previous ways of promoting it misguided and elitist? And that would have to come down to groups and organisations a bit like Cunra na Gaeilge, that when people could barely string a sentence together, we were being pushed into knowing poetry and literature and things like that, but yet we couldn't say much beyond An Will Ciadagum Dulgadi and Leharis. I mean, there was kind of a mismatch, wasn't there?
I think there's a lot of myths out there. And actually, we do have actually on our website, Benny wants to have a look at the myth busting that we have there. And I think a lot of people think that An Will Ciadagum Dulgadi and Leharis, it's Creek, Bran and Madraig and all these different things. But if you actually talk to somebody and use a bit of Irish with them, it's an amazing amount of vocab they have in the back of their head. And you'll actually find yourself, Ciara, I'm sure that if you were to have a conversation, I know you're going to be learning a few words over the next few weeks because Gennari laugh with that. But I wouldn't take the blame in the corner for this. We have many policies that we'd like to see implemented that would change the way we teach the language, for example. We've been promoting for a long number of years that we should be introduced using the language more, especially in primary schools. For example, if you're to do PE through Irish, if you were to do art through Irish, so they'd be communicating with each other through Irish. And they actually started set up a pilot project now. COVID's affected that, like it's affected everything else. About a year and a half ago, Joe McHugh, when he was Minister for Education, started. So we're looking forward to that being, you know, rolled out to all schools and the kids actually enjoying and having the opportunity to use Irish more.
And lastly, Julian, how do we reinvigorate the language? Is the future of things like the Gael Scoileanna and getting our primary school kids speaking it early? Because, you know, that idea that if you can have them speaking it between age 4 and 7, you'll keep them as Irish speakers going forward.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. If we can do that, that would make a huge difference. And that's what we could do with the partial immersion or teaching other subjects through Irish in primary school. But then we have to have Irish used more in the community. And can I say, Seachtain na Gaeilge is an ideal opportunity for that. Our president, Michael D. O'Higgin, is going to be launching Seachtain na Gaeilge later on. And he's going to talk an awful lot about that, using this opportunity that we have. I mean, over the next 2 weeks, Ciara, you might be interested. There's going to be a lot of events from Gael Gori, which is just a stand-up comedy session, to International Women's Day. We're going to be doing different things in Irish Ascaiga for that. There is drama online. And actually, the challenge of having to do this all online, I think the community groups all over the world have taken to it. Schools are taking to it as well. And, you know, we should have up to 1 million people taking part over the next 17 days. So Gramila Magavarish for starting the week as we want to go on, and Gnarly Lash with the with your journey. You know, Imelda May is actually one of our ambassadors, and she's actually doing the same. She's starting that challenge of, you know, going back to the language and, you know, improving her Irish as well.
Okay, look, Gurmila Mahagat for speaking to us this morning. There is Julian the Spawn there from Cundra na Gaeilge.
Yeah, we should on similar fads, Ciara. Cut a cap too if we cut a raw
You know I don't
Julian.
Know what you're talking about.
Well, okay, we're going to change that, aren't we?
I don't know.
You are. You're going to take the challenge.
Oh, God.
Because it's called Seacht na Gaeilge, but it's really Cae Chís na Gaeilge, because it's a fortnight, basically. So a fortnight from now, you are going to speak a bit of...
You have...
A bit Os Gaeilge
on air
on News Talk Breakfast.
You have more confidence in my ability to do this than I do.
You've got 10 degrees or something. No bother to you.
Four. Car.
Car. Well, see. Wow. Okay. The challenge has been set. This day, 2 weeks, Ciara will speak Os Gaeilge on the programme.